A typical city may have tens of thousands of buildings. A large city like Shanghai or Tokyo may have more than a million buildings. How are these buildings arranged? And what is the relationship to each other? What is the relationship between the architecture of the individual buildings and the urban geography of the city? Like real settlements, cities have an order that comes out from the socio-economic structure, the physical geography and the culture of the society in which they are located. The city is also a microcosm of the cosmos. In Tokyo, the emperor, who is the emperor from heaven, has his palace at the center of the main business district of Marunouchi, making the importance in the city and in fact in Japan as a whole. The subcenters of Shibuya, Shinjuku, Ueno, and others around it, and individual neighborhoods fill in the rest. This is a strongly defined hierarchy that reflects the religious, social, and economic order. Many other ancient cities in Asia, like Angkor Wat, Hue, Dalat, and Beijing, are designed as cosmic centers as well. The location of buildings depends on the patterns of the streets. The city of Kyoto is laid out as a grid, which has been in place since the original foundation of the city. And within this grid, there are smaller grids. The houses are on the smaller streets within the grids, and the commercial buildings are on the principal streets. Tokyo is different. Although some areas are laid out as grids, many areas are not, and the whole city is not either. But even in Tokyo, the houses are on the smaller and less accessible streets within the districts, and the commercial buildings are on the principal streets as well. So in both cases, the relative positions of dwellings and commercial buildings depend on the economic factor and on the different functions of dwellings and commerce.